The Rama says that the minhag is, we saw yesterday, to clap, to bang with rocks and sticks, or to write Haman on your shoes and step on it. And from there, says the Rama, Mizan ishtabrit haminhag, shamakim Haman kishakarim hamagilo beis hakneses. This is where it comes from, that sometimes people clap when they say the word Haman. Ve'ein levatal shum minhag, olilo galav, kilo lechinam hukpu. And if this is the minhag, so then we follow the minhag. The Rama says you shouldn't just get rid of a minhag so easily, so lightly, because minhagim have a lot of value to them, and there must be a reason it was established. And Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maharil, who says that he would not klop when they said the word Haman. And the Yavetz writes that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, used to stomp with his feet on the floor when it would get up to Haman. The Prima Gadim writes that this causes a big issue sometimes, because then people can't pay attention anymore to the Megillah because it's so loud. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes for like the fifth or sixth time already that you should have a Megillah in front of you so that you could say any words that you miss, and you should especially be careful around the Haman time to pay special attention. And the Shliach Tzibur should also probably repeat the word Haman if he thinks that it got swallowed up by all the clapping. The Chafetz Chaim used to write... they write in the biography of the Chafetz Chaim that he used to bang with his feet. The Stiper bangs with his feet. I don't know if there's really a difference between banging with your feet and banging with your hand. Or,
it's easier.
Okay. I think it's like a Dafka thing that you have to do with your feet. There was one point from before. We said that there are four psukim that we say out loud, and we gave two reasons why we say those out loud, either because of Simcha, because that's the beginning of the Geula, or because we want the children to get involved for Pursuim Nisa purposes. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should probably have in mind not to be Yotze when you're reading pasuk, because then you're not getting the fact that it's from the Megillah. Yeah.
What by this says B'nai Haman, let's say Hitach is going to swallow the words.
Right.
So instead you have to have a knife, you have to make a knife before.
Then you get a little intense with that. But it's B'davka on the last line also, that we read the last line out loud. So if you finish the Megillah already, then you're Yotze the Mitzvah already. So to have
him,
and you don't have it from the Ksav, because you're not reading it from an actual Megillah, unless you are. Okay, Sif Yerches.
Oh,
it's not B'tzibur. Well, that gets to the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav that
we
saw before, whether that's called
then you're not reading it with B'tzibur. Then you're attacking them. Oh, then everyone else is, but everyone else has a clap. Yeah, I don't know, you have to know.
Okay. We won't make such nice. The Shlomo Zalman has my favorite thing in the world over here. They bring from Shlomo Zalman that since people aren't makbid to have this in mind, mistama yesh litlos shekavanaso latzeis bekriyas hashliach tzibur. We could assume that people have in mind, even if they don't have it in mind. And that's an important thing in life, that you have in mind to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have in mind. Sif Yudches, Megillah b'yadalav tesvav tzarech lachzor achar asara. If you read a Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, meaning the time you're supposed to, so then you should try and find a minion to read it with for Pursuim Nisa purposes. Dim e'ef shar basara kor mosa b'yachid. If you can't find 10, so then read it yourself. The question whether women can count as part of the 10, not because they count as part of a minyan, but rather if the whole reason for the 10 is Mishum Pursuim Nisa, so maybe women would be included in Pursuim Nisa also. Maybe children would be included in Pursuim Nisa also. There is a concept of Barovam Hadras Melech, and therefore, even if you have a lot of people that can read it in your home, it's better to read it with even more people in your shul. So it's better not to have private Megillah readings if you need to do it for someone who can't make it out of the house, or for women who need to be home with their kids or something like that. So then that'll be okay. But otherwise, you should try and go to the shul and don't have breakaway readings.